Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Good morning, friend, and welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. It is always a pleasure and honor to share relevant topics with you. And over the last few weeks, I've been writing and sharing a lot about the approach of speaking less and listening more. Now, I realize this idea isn't anything new. However, I do believe that certain topics are worth repeating, and this is one of them. If not for you, then definitely for me. So how can we listen more and speak less? I will say that holding my tongue has gotten easier over the years, but it's something that still needs practice. And at times, I still resist the urge to interrupt or share something that I want to say. It can be hard to break old habits, and it can be even more challenging if you're someone who likes to contribute to conversations. Most of us, myself included, have good intentions when it comes to speaking. We typically don't enter into a conversation looking to blurt out unnecessary words and regret it later. Yet it happens. I can recall too many times sharing words that should have never been spoken. Typically, my thoughtless remarks were either the result of just wanting to join in a conversation without really having anything worthwhile to add, or from selfishly just wanting to say something and be heard rather than being an active listener. Regardless, even though it may be hard to stay quiet, especially when we feel as though we have something important to share or add, I found that it's never too late to master the art of listening, starting with applying the think concept. Now, if you've never heard of this concept before, it's really quite simple, and it offers a thoughtful approach before our mouths begin to engage. And I've included this concept in my newsletter last week, and I would encourage you to go to my website and sign up if you aren't a subscriber already so that you can regularly receive resources like this one. I'm somebody who likes to be able to download and print things so that I can have them close by when I need them, and this is one of those resources. So think is more than just a friendly reminder to take a pause before we speak. It's also an acronym that stands for keywords to consider during that pause. It has you ask yourself if what you're about to say is, number one, true, helpful, important, necessary, and kind. This method is something that can help us decide whether our words need to be spoken or silenced. And I recently read somewhere, which I found so interesting, that God gave us one mouth that can be closed, but two ears that are consistently open. And I really think that that speaks in a lot to the skill of listening and how important it actually is. Being a good listener is really a gift. And rarely do we receive any newfound wisdom or understanding from the words spoken out of our own mouths. We need to be on the receiving end. And talking less and listening more will continue to be a lifelong commitment for me to be able to really fine-tune that skill. And even though I know at times it has been difficult and will continue to be difficult, depending on the conversation that I'm in, I do know that it's necessary to learn and grow. I also want to share with you 5 other ways to help you become a better listener. First, practice being comfortable with silence. This is a struggle that I see with everyone. If you look around, it's like we don't know what to do anymore if we aren't talking or engaging. We either look at our phones to find something to speak to us or entertain us or distract us, rather than just be comfortable and content and being okay with silence. The next one is maintaining good eye contact. This has always been a lesson that we've taught our children since they were little. Not only because it displays a level of respect for the person talking, but it also shows them that their words matter, even if you disagree with them. The third thing is to avoid finishing people's thoughts. Now, this has usually been the hardest for me. I normally find this happening when I'm excited or in agreement with what someone has to say. I've gotten ahead of myself, and then the next thing you know, I'm finishing their sentence. But the reality is, interrupting someone doesn't offer the speaker the respect that they deserve. And they don't need me to finish or complete their thought. They just need me to listen until they're done. The fourth thing is seek to understand more than to respond. Again, this can be hard when we don't agree with what the speaker has to say. However, conversations like these can offer us new perspective and provide an understanding of where someone is coming from. And if you're not listening, you'll miss it. And lastly, removing judgment. And I've never known negative thoughts to result in anything positive when spoken aloud. A good listener allows someone to be heard and reserve judgment on what is being said. And we have to remember, we don't have to change our views to hear someone else's. And so I think that's an important point to really remember, especially when we're, again, hearing from someone where we don't necessarily agree with what they're saying. So I would ask you today to consider taking a moment to decide if limiting the words in your conversations might offer a greater connection and understanding for you. Listen, learn, grow, and think about the words you share before you say them. You may find that speaking less accomplishes much more. If you want more ways to improve your listening and communication skills, please go to my website and book a free discovery call. I have a whole section of more effective communication, better conversation starters, and all of that in my confidence course and also in one-on-one coaching. And I hope today's episode gave you some fresh perspective on the importance of silence over speaking and how we can gain the respect of those around us by being seen as great listeners more than always being heard. God bless. Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.